dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Joyful, joyful, Lord. Joyful music leads us sunward in the triumph song of life. Father, we bless you and we honor you that right now, Lord, there is worship going on around the throne. We get to enter in with that. And we say with the angels, holy, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. We bless you and we honor you, God. Again, give us eyes to see more of your beauty, God, to see beyond just where we are in the temporal and see, God, a glimpse of eternity. We just honor you and praise you that you're good. That you love us, that you are the truth, and your word is true. We bless you and we honor you and we praise you. Lord, we thank you for all the birthdays that are in the house. Lord, we thank you for Mary, God, and the 95th birthday yesterday. We thank you, God, for the anniversaries that it's celebrating. Lord, we thank you for just faithfulness and grace, Lord, to get through each year. Lord, we thank you for Janet Kirk, who's celebrating a birthday as well. And God, we just thank you for another year of life. Thank you, God, for Lyndall and Eleanor. Lord, we pray you'd bless them. In Jesus' name, we thank you for their family. We thank you, God, for another year of marriage. God, we thank you for Dana and Janie, another Dana and Janie. Why do I always do that? Janet and Danny, God, another year of marriage. God, we just thank you for that. We don't take that for granted. Bless you and we honor you, God. Thank you. Lord, we pray for Don. Pray, Jesus, that you would continue to comfort him. Thundermeister, God, just bless him. Comfort him. Be a shield around about him. We pray, Father, for Shirley, your continued healing to be upon her. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Gordy. We thank you, God, that he's better, that hip abscess is better. In Jesus, we pray it would be completely whole and healed in Jesus' name. As he goes in for surgery on July the 15th, God, that your healing hand would be upon him. We just say to that cancer, go now in Jesus' name. It's shrinking. Go in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Bonnie, that you would sustain her. Lord, your word says, thou, O Lord, you are a shield about me. You are my glory, and you are the lifter of my head. And God, we just pray healing on her. We just say to that lung cancer, go in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that you are a healer. That's who you are, God. Your word says that you came to forgive all of our sins and heal all of our diseases. So we just speak strength to Bonnie. We speak healing to her body, healing to her bones, healing to that lung, strength on Bonnie, God, in Jesus' name. We pray for Jerry, God. We thank you that nothing is too difficult for you. We pray pray healing for Jerry as well. We pray wholeness, mind, body, soul, and spirit over Jerry in Jesus' name. God, we release your shalom. We release your peace over them. Lord, bless. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 107 says, he sent forth his word and healed them. And God, we just send forth your word, Lord, and heal in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Barb Shaw, dealing with the loss of her husband. Lord, now dealing with terminal cancer. Lord, we just speak your word over her. God, thou, O Lord, you are a shield about me. You are my glory, and you are the lifter of my head. Father, we pray you would surround her with songs of deliverance. We speak peace over Barb, God, the shalom of God, the comfort of God, the peace of God over Barb in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Joe, Janet Kirk's brother. And Lord, we ask healing. We ask for good results from the tests. We pray peace. We pray mercy in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Jolie and her family, her husband, in the loss of her grandmother-in-law. God, we thank you for a life well lived. We thank you for a long life. And Jesus, we ask your comfort. We thank you, Lord, that your word says that we grieve, but we don't grieve as people that don't have hope. And Lord, your word says that we've been begotten again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And Lord, because he rose again, so will we. And so, God, we just pray comfort. We pray peace in Jesus' name. Father, I pray everyone within the sound of my voice here in this house, Lord, here online, God, here that's going to listen to the podcast later. Father, we just thank you that you came to give us life and life more abundantly. And Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes. Lord, we want to see more of you. We want to encounter you. Lord, we don't want to just come to church as usual. But Lord, we really need you, and we want to encounter you. Lord, I speak life. I speak healing. I speak encouragement. Lord, may bonds be broken. Psalm 107, God, it says that those who sit in darkness and bondage, God, if they cry out to the Lord, you break those bars. And so, Lord, I just pray a shattering of dark bonds, God, of those that are listening. Thank you, Jesus, that you're a healer, that you are a deliverer, that you are a restorer of all things. That's who you are. You are a redeemer, and your name is faithful and true. We pray, God, the prayer that you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, we thank you for these tithes, these gifts, and these offerings. We thank you, God, for faithful givers. We pray, God, you'd bless these offerings for the furtherance of your kingdom. And we pray, Lord, you'd bless the givers with joy overflowing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. That's Orthodox Christianity. And when we say Holy Catholic Church, we're not saying the Roman Catholic Church. We're saying the one unified church that believes in Jesus throughout the world. We're going to sing Come Holy Spirit. I shared with you all earlier this week on a Facebook Live. April, why are we singing the same songs? Why are we doing this? And I just feel really strongly that the Lord just, he wants us, these songs are on repeat in my spirit. And so we're just going to sing Come Holy Spirit. It's in the blue book, page 382, if you want to look at the, you want to look at the music. But Come Holy Spirit. John, in his epistle, referred to himself as a disciple whom Jesus loved. I thought, man, that is so arrogant. What a pompous dude. Like, come on. The disciple whom Jesus loved. But that's true for every single one of us. And Holy Spirit is the one that sheds abroad the love of Jesus in our heart. If you really believe in Jesus and you've confessed him as your Lord and Savior, you know how you've done that? You've done that by revelation of the Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit is the one that convicts us of sin. Holy Spirit is the one that reveals Jesus to us. Holy Spirit is the one, it's through him that we're born again. And in the last words of Jesus, John chapter 14, Jesus uses a word, and it's only used in John. And John 14, 16. You have your Bibles. Just let's turn there. John 14, 16. Again, these are the last words of Jesus. It's only recorded in the book of John, which makes sense because John was the one that all of the disciples knew him and encountered him. But John was, when you read his gospel, John was a theologian. And when you read all of the gospels, that particular disciple's view, and it was his audience. And so they're all nuanced. And this one's, John's very theological, and John's very intimate. We get a deep look into Jesus. And I'm just going to start in John 14. I'm going to start in verse 1. The disciples have been with Jesus for 3 years. They've left everything and followed him. All of their hopes, all of their expectations are on Jesus. And Jesus is now saying, I must go away. And the disciples are like, no, that's not the way it's supposed to go, Jesus. You're supposed to come and you're supposed to bring the kingdom of God. You're going to overthrow the Romans and you're the Messiah. And they had this specific idea of what they wanted Jesus to do and to be. And it wasn't going that way. And they were afraid. Their minds were blown. And all of us have gone through seasons in our life where we're like, God, what are you doing? This is not what I wanted. This is not what I thought was going to happen. What's going on, Jesus? And so he's having this intimate dialogue with them. And Jesus says, John 14, verse 1, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it's enough for us. And Jesus said to him, this is so profound. Show us the Father, Jesus. And Jesus says, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. The greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he helper. Some say counselor. Some say advocate. The Common English Bible says, was an interesting translation. He says the presence. The presence. And you probably have heard this word. That's the word paraclete. And it's only in the Bible 5 times. And of those 5 times, it's 4 of those times, it's here in John 14 through 17. Jesus says it there. He says it again in John 14, 26. But the advocate, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I've said to you. Again, in John 15, 26, when the advocate, helper, when the paraclete comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. And then John 16, 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the paraclete, the advocate, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Wow. The paraclete. When you look at original languages, do I have anybody here that studied other languages? Is there anybody in the house that studied other languages? When you study other languages, you realize very quickly that you cannot say this word means this, oftentimes, because there are nuances of that word. And so the New Testament was translated from Greek, and you have these words, and so the Bible scholars that have interpreted this, have translated this, they will often look on how that word is used in other parts of the Bible to get a meaning for it. And it's hard to do that with this word because it's only in there 4 times. And I think in this instance, it's a good thing because it can mean intercessor. It can mean helper. It can mean one that gives help. But it's also a legal, technical term like counselor. If we were to go and we had to be in court, we're going to have a lawyer. We're going to have a counselor that's going on our behalf to advocate for us. And all of those things is what this word means, a paraclete. Holy Spirit is a promise. Holy Spirit is a helper. He's one who comes alongside. Holy Spirit is our advocate. Holy Spirit is an intercessor. Holy Spirit, some of your translations say he's a comforter. And that image has been so profound this week. This isn't a good illustration right now because it's so smoking hot right now. But I've had the image this week, and actually I've had it for several weeks, of on a really cold day, what do we like to do? Get a blanket and just swaddle it around us in comfort. I got really annoyed this week. I lost one of my cats. I had 2 cats. One of them died. And my cat now she's super clingy right now. And I'm having to like set play times with her because she's bored. So I'm having, you know, it's like, good night. I have to set 10 minutes to play with my cat. This is kind of crazy. So maybe you can say, now I'm a crazy cat lady. Jesus, help me. But I was studying and she just kept snuggling in my lap. I'm like, Anna, come on. Like, because she just couldn't get deep enough. And she was taking my arm and wanted to get under my arm. And I'm like, you're annoying me, man. Come on, I got to study. And then the Lord was like, pay attention. Yeah, but what are you studying? I'm like, comforter, paraclete, one who comes alongside. And I was like, object lesson. Y'all, the Lord wants to be that for us. That's who he is. He is that good. He is that kind. He is that loving. He wants to come alongside and give you a hug. He wants to come alongside and just from the back and just, whoa, big bear hug, and just hold you. A comforter. That is his name. And yet so many of us are like these fussy little babies, and we're just like, you know, when we get angry, we get agitated, and a fussy baby that's really exhausted and really tired, you can't comfort that baby, can you? They're just so wound up. And that's what some of us are. We are so wound and we are so agitated, and we're so irritated, and we're just and the Lord just wants to come and comfort, and we need to allow him. That's what Jesus came to do. Jesus said, it's better if I go away. And I don't know about you, I would love to see Jesus. I would love for Jesus to walk into the room. And you all, the last time I was here, the peace that came and settled in this room, Jesus did that. I can't make that happen. That's him. And he wants to continue to do that. And that's his name. That's his name. Advocate. Intercessor. Comforter. And it's our choice if we will let him. The creeds are beautiful, and I'm thankful for them. But there's an encounter the Lord wants to do with each one of us. Jesus said, you must be born again. And it's not following rules and regulations and going to church. It's believing in Jesus. And Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He wants to give you life. He wants to give you comfort. He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you joy. You know what, the one other place where this word is used? Jesus said it in John 14:16. He said it in John 14:26, John 15:26, John 16:7. You know who else uses this word? John. 1 John chapter 2. You have your Bibles, flip over there. I just think it's so interesting and so precious that John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, that's what he called himself, he picks up that word and he uses that word. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, my little children, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate. We have an intercessor. We have a helper. We have a comforter. We have a paraclete. That's Jesus. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We try to separate them out. And you all, it's a mystery. It's three in one. But John's saying we have an advocate. Jesus is our advocate. Holy Spirit is our advocate. That's who he is. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation. He is, that's a fancy theological word, for he bore the wrath of God. All of the punishment that we deserved was put on Jesus on the cross. So many of us are living weighed down lives. We just feel condemned. We just feel ugly. We feel unworthy. We feel stupid. And we walk around feeling like this. But Jesus paid it all so we don't have to feel that way. He paid it all. When we feel condemned, we're going to get here in a minute. It's John who says in his epistle, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Actually, Paul said that, but he talks about the Spirit, that he's the one that advocates for us. He is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word in him, truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I'm writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you've heard. At the same time, it's a new commandment that I'm writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he's in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light. light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. Jesus is our advocate. Jesus is our intercessor. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. We're going to take the Lord's Supper. There's no better way I know of to encounter the presence of Jesus than to take the Lord's Supper. Jesus said it in Luke. Paul picks up on it in 1 Corinthians that Jesus takes the Passover supper and he says, you all, you've been doing this ritual, this great deliverance in the Old Testament where I delivered the Hebrew people from slavery, from pain and slavery. I come now to deliver you from sin and from death. I had a sense this morning as I was just sitting, chilling out, praying through this service that there are some of you here that you have harbored anger and unforgiveness and bitterness in your heart for a long, long, long time. And the Lord wants you to let it go. He wants you to let it go. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, this is not April, this is Jesus. Jesus said, if you pray, say, our Father, pray through that. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Wow. And he goes on to say in the Sermon on the Mount that if you don't forgive, you're not forgiven. I listened to a man last night that actually talked about he died and he did not know Jesus. And he talked about his experience of going to hell and how and he just shared that, and then an angel came and snatched him out and gave him a vision of heaven. And he said, and just showed him these glorious things. And he said, but you're not ready yet. And the Lord sent him back. And y'all, heaven's a real place and hell's a real place too. And if we don't forgive, if we don't forgive, we're in trouble. with your spirit upon him, he turned away the temptations of sin. You anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always, baptizing us with the Holy Spirit and with fire, as on the day of Pentecost. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and he broke it. He gave it to his disciples and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." On the day you raised him from the dead, he was recognized by his disciples in the breaking of the bread. In the power of your Holy Spirit, your church has continued in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood and empowered by the gifts of the Spirit. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, showing forth the fruit of the Spirit until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Take the bread. Jesus, we thank you in Jesus' name for your body broken. Everything you died to give us, Lord, your life, Lord, we just receive it now. Your full inheritance, Jesus. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins. And we thank you for your body broken. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for your blood. Lord, your word says that through it, we're forgiven of all of our sins and we're healed of all of our diseases. So the full inheritance, Jesus, of what you died to give us, we just receive it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your blood in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. praise you that no cell is too dark. Lord, no sin is too big. Lord, that you can't come in and heal and forgive and restore and deliver. God, I pray for the woman I met on the street, Pam, God, that you would just continue to reveal your love to her. And Lord, there's so many broken people around us that just need to know that you see them, that you hear them, that you are a God who loves them, that you're just waiting for us to call out to you. And so, Lord, I just release your spirit among your people. God, Holy Spirit, you're the one who sheds abroad the love of Jesus in our heart. And Lord, I thank you that it's John that says, when our heart condemns us, that you're greater than our heart. So, Lord, we just thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for Holy Spirit. Father, fill us up. And may we be your hands, your feet, your mouthpiece in a dark and dying world, Lord, for your glory, Jesus. We thank you that you are a great and coming King. We thank you, Jesus. You said it. You said that to us, through your disciples, that you're going to do greater things than I did. And, Lord, I pray you'd take us there, that you'd fill us, and that we'd be your hands and your feet. In Jesus' name, amen.